listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. A head-on crash in the Gladstone region has claimed the life of a local woman. Police say the 70-year-old's station wagon veered onto the wrong side of the Dawson Highway at Woodison, west of Calliope, around 5:30 last night. It then collided with a B-double towing fuel tanks and she died at the scene. The truck driver was taken to Gladstone Hospital but wasn't injured, while a dog in the wagon was taken to a nearby vet but wasn't hurt. An investigation is now underway and anyone with info should reach out to police. Queensland landlords are being urged to ensure the smoke alarms in their rentals are functioning properly and meet safety guidelines. The reminder comes after a landlord was last week fined over the non-compliant smoke alarms in a Moreton Bay home that caught fire, killing six people last August. Brooks Queensland's John Griffin says it's up to property owners to get this right.
60 to 70% of houses in rental properties are still have only been completed with interconnected smoke alarms. So there's still quite a few that haven't been completed.
And faster than average population growth and a low unemployment rate is creating a perfect storm for bringing new faces to the Central Highlands. That's the headline from a new Central Highlands Development Corporation plan, which will see a task force set up and 12 homes built in 12 months to tackle the issue. The group also wants to address childcare availability, sky-high airfares and Blackwater's livability. CEO Peter Dowling says the plan will knock down barriers that stand in the way of attracting and retaining a skilled workforce. In sport, new rivalries could be born in local women's rugby league when Gladstone Valleys joins the comp this weekend. They'll face the Ipoon Seagulls on the Cap Coast in their first outing on Saturday. Tanham Sands makes the trip north to face reigning champs Rocky Brothers. Wallabies host North's Chargers and Fitzroy Gracemere meets Emu Park.